Welcome to the North Central Baptist Church podcast. We hope you're challenged by the message from our pastor.
Y'all help me not do that, okay? But my point is, the Christian life is a life of going. Let me say this. And I've said this to young people, and it just comes to me all the time to say to young people and college students, and not just young people, all of us. The most exciting life you could ever live is a life on fire, sold out for Jesus. You think it would be boring to live for Christ. Can I tell you this? You sell out to Him. You say, Jesus, I'm yours today. He will take you on a ride you'll never forget. Listen, why would you want to live all of your life to build up a little bit of wealth, maybe get a car that you wanted to always have, maybe buy a house one day, and then live and die, when you can be on mission for Jesus and you can see lives change? You can see places you would have never dreamed you'd ever see. You can see Jesus Christ and the power of the gospel of Jesus change lives. So it's going. Folks, the way we're going to make disciples is we've got to be willing to go. Now listen, that means all of us have got to be willing, and it'll all take different forms. Some may build a bridge over here. I mentioned Hidden Oak. We have a, do you know that that it is legal? We have a Bible club at Hidden Oak Elementary. Oh, you say, I thought the Bible was kicked out of school. Well, I can tell you this. I watched a little child have the gospel shared with them in one of the classrooms over there, and they gave their heart and life to Jesus Christ. You know how they were able to do it? They're in an after-school program, and the parents have given permission for them to be in a Bible club. And I was sitting there along with other believers that are investing in that school and watched the Bible being taught on that school campus. Hey, listen, let's get involved in this community and get the gospel to people. We need three or four of our people right now to help with that Bible club. It's one day a week for about 2 hours. It's on Monday afternoon. I wonder if there's anybody that would... That's our school. I wonder if there's anybody that would take that on. But folks, here's the bottom line. The Christian life is a life of going. Number two, I've got to hurry. Oh, let me say this. The core value. We need core values in our church family, things that are important to us. Here's the core value under the going. Passion for the unreached. When is the last time we shed a tear for someone who does not know Jesus? I can tell you this, that when I was a lost young person, there were multiple people coming after me. They were knocking on my door. They were inviting me to things. They were encouraging me. You know why? Because those people had a passion for people, a passion for the unchurched. So what should be a core value of our fellowship? Okay, what are we doing? We're going back to the blueprint, church. We're trying to ask ourselves, what is it that Jesus wants us to do as a church? One of the things is we have to have a passion for the unreached. The second thing, baptizing. That equates into fellowship. Write that down, baptizing. That's the second activity, and that equates into fellowship. This is living on purpose. The first one is sharing on purpose. This is living on purpose. It involves living in community with one another. It means doing life together. We're talking about these life groups. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to get our Bible study groups where we are in fellowship with one another, and life transformation is happening through these Bible fellowship groups, through these life groups. Living in community with one another. In other words, including all believers into a community of support. Baptizing in the New Testament was a way a person, it was like the next step for a person to become a part of the church family. Maybe there's somebody that's never been baptized. They've been saved. You're here today, you've never been baptized. And you think, boy, I'd love to lock my arms in a church trying to be on purpose, all right? Let me tell you the next step. You need to be scripturally baptized. That means you identify your life with Jesus Christ in a local church. Now, don't go out here to some lake and you and your best friend just baptize you. No, baptism is a picture. It's something that's supposed to happen in a local congregation of believers. Now, listen, let me tell you this. We may take a Sunday off and go to the lake with you and baptize you, okay? There's nothing wrong with being baptized in a lake. I was baptized in Lake Yale. Nothing wrong with that at all. But it is identifying with a local church, and it's a part of belonging, including all believers in a community of support. It's the assimilation of new people into the life of the church. We ought to be about that. Folks, we ought to make sure everyone is welcome here. We ought to make sure everybody's involved in a community where they can grow in their Christian life. And that community is evangelistic as they reach out to others. Our core value, relationships. There was a professor at Southwestern Seminary. On every test in his theology class, every single test, he always had this question. Matter of fact, if you didn't know anything about his material, you always got one right. Whew, that was me. No, I'm kidding. You always got one right. And he always said, what's the most important word in the English language? That was always on the test. Every test, what's the most important word in the English language? And the answer was relationships. That has to be a core value of us. Because here's the truth, church. Can I just say it this way? The New Testament doesn't have room for Lone Ranger Christians. We need each other. We need one another, because you come up on a situation that's tough, you don't know how you're going to get through it. Guess what? God has put somebody in this fellowship that can help you get through it. Relationships are important. Matt Seitz said something to the college students Friday night I thought was very powerful. He said this. He said that you can influence people from a distance, but you can only impact people up close. And so, ladies and gentlemen, relationships is a core value. The third thing is teaching. Teaching. Teaching for obedience. Because it says teaching them to observe. So teaching them to observe, that's Bible study. This is learning on purpose. It involves studying God's blueprint for life together. It involves becoming equipped to feed ourselves spiritually. It involves seeing God change people in the church. What is the core value here? The core value is life transformation. You know, the scripture says this, "Thy word have I hidden my heart that I might not sin against God." It is the word of God that changes us. God's word is what transforms us. We're not conformed to this world, but we're transformed by the renewing of our minds. How is that? Through the word of God. And so these are some of the things. Now, let me say this. If you are a teacher of one of our life groups, you're a Bible study teacher in this church, these are three things that are very, very important that happen in every class. Every class needs to be going. They need to be having a ministry. They need to be reaching out. Every class needs to be assimilating, baptizing. Fellowship is a core value there. And then number three, teaching. God's word is to be taught. Very, very important that we do that. So as we think about responding today to, and by the way, the next 3 weeks, we're going to take each one of those three and we're going to look at it more in depth. The going, the baptizing, and the teaching. I want you to ask yourself this question. Am I willing to get involved in a ministry that makes disciples? Am I willing to learn how to share my faith with those around me? Am I also willing to go outside of my own comfort zone to present God's salvation to others? Am I willing to participate in a community, a small group that reaches out, made up of others in my life stage, that will seek to reach other people? Am I willing to learn how to feed myself the Word of God in a daily quiet time? Just some questions to ask ourselves as we think about the blueprint. Going back to the basics, going back to the plan. So here's what we should be doing in our church. Making disciples of all the people. Making disciples of all the nations. By going, sharing the gospel. By baptizing, helping people to belong as a part of the fellowship, and then teaching folks to observe life transformation. In conclusion, every time I think about living on purpose, I can't help but remember the story that John Piper tells in his book, Don't Waste Your Life. He tells a story out of Reader's Digest about a couple who took an early retirement from their jobs. They had amassed some wealth. He was 59, she was 51, and they retired. They moved to Florida. They moved from the Northeast down to Florida. And the article said, this family has reached the American dream. So they were putting this up as, this is what we ought to all shoot for. They were living down in Punta Gorda, Florida. And they asked them, hey, you guys are experiencing the American dream. You got to retire early. You moved down to Florida. What is it you're doing? They said, well, we cruise around on a 30-foot trawler. We play softball and we collect seashells. Of course, John Piper, the pastor, he took off on this. He said, is this the American dream? Live a good life, save up for retirement, then move to somewhere like Florida and indulge yourself for the rest of your life. Think about it. You come to the end of your life. The one life God has given you. You only got one, folks. You got one life to live, and you come to the end of it. It's the life he's given you to prepare with him for eternity, and what do you do with it? What do you do when you stand before God? Here, God, look at my seashells. Now, folks, listen. It's not meant to make fun, but don't you want to live for something greater than that? Oh, my goodness. Don't you want to live where you see people's lives changed? Don't you want to live and be a part of a church family that is in movement? Movement to make an impact all over this world. Movement going after those students. 50,000 plus at UF. 15,000 right over here. Going after young people in this community. Listen, young people need answers, folks. I've been in youth work a long time. Young people are messed up in this world. They need somebody to tell them what life is all about. They need somebody to tell them that Jesus Christ, the God of this universe, loves them and has a plan for their life. That's so passionate to me because it happened to me as a kid. Don't tell me that there's not a way for every one of us in this church family to go after someone that, so one day when we stand before Almighty God and he says, well done, come into the house of thy Lord, that we can say, Lord Jesus, I may not have done everything, but let me tell you something that I tried to invest in. Can I tell you this? Jesus said this, if you give a cup of water in my name, you've done it to me. It's not about seashells. It's about people. We got to make sure we're on purpose together. Let's bow our heads and hearts in prayer.
Thanks for letting this small part of North Central Baptist Church experience stream into your life. We hope you will visit us soon and become part of the family of North Central Baptist Church, reflecting Christ's light on Gainesville and the world.